WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tomorrow night, CBS will broadcast the film Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So we figured this was a good time to feature an excerpt of our interview with the film's star, Bob Hoskins. Hoskins also starred in Mona Lisa, The Long Good Friday, The Cotton Club, Mermaids, and Hook. In our 1989 interview, he told me he became an actor nearly by accident.
I was in a bow in an amateur theater, and there was a lot of people there sort of reading these, well, at the time, were scripts. I didn't know what a script was. And this guy came down and said, right, you're next. And I, oh, am I? And I'd had enough drink to sort of think, oh, okay, I feel a bit adventurous. Went upstairs and they said, have you seen the script? I said, no, what does it look like? And they gave me the script, said, do you want to read it? And I read it and they said, well, do you want to read it out loud so we can hear it? So I read it out loud and I got the part. I was playing the lead in this play. And the first night, an agent came to see it and said, you should take this out professionally. I said, well, get us a job and I will. And she did. And I've been a professional actor ever since.
Was your Cockney accent ever a problem in roles you had to play?
Not really, no.
Did you have to learn different accents when you started acting? Did you already know how to do that?
Yeah, well, I suppose if a guy... I've always told jokes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to tell jokes, there's always racial jokes. And, I used to tell all kinds of racial jokes, you know.
So, yeah.
All kinds of different accents.
So you have to do accents to tell the jokes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I know you performed, I think, pretty early in your career in a play with John Gielgud.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything from him?
Yes, I did. Well, he was extraordinary, Gielgud. Because I had only been in the business, two, 3 years. And suddenly I was on stage in a 40-minute scene with John Gielgud, and I had all the lines. I couldn't believe it. And he was wonderful. He was really wonderful to work with. And I never forget, I had a line in the scene. What was it? I can't remember what the line was now, but it was a funny line. It was a gag line.
Uh-huh.
And, it wasn't getting as much as I thought it should get, you know?
As much laughter?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I said to him, you know, what am I... I said, I'm not getting enough out of this. He said, well, what you should do, he said, is when you come to the line, step back 2 paces, count 2, and then say it. I said, what? You've got to be kidding. No, it'll be fine, I promise you. And so he came to me, I'd forgotten about this, and he was sitting up on this big box all the way through the scene. And I came to the line, and he shouted out down to me, step back 2 paces and count 2. I said, oh, you've killed it, thanks a lot. So I stepped back 2 paces, counted 2, and the audience went crazy. I got around. And I looked up at him, and he's not very good at winking. And there he is, trying to wink at me. You know, I told you so. Well, after that, I did it again the night afterwards. And I got another round. I thought, he must be doing something up there. What's he doing? This can't be me. So the night after, I did it again. And quick, as soon as I said it, I whipped round and looked at him again. And he was still sitting there trying to wink at me. You know, he wasn't doing a thing. And every night after that, I stepped back 2 paces, counted 2, and got around. And I could never figure this out. And ever since, every single show I've ever done, there's always a point where I'll step back 2 paces, count 2, and I've never got a thing, not a titter. It's never worked since.
So that's not something that has changed your career forever from
no,
this
no,
little
no,
lesson.
It's driving me nuts.
Do you think he was really, like, making faces at the audience or doing something behind your back?
Well, I thought he was, and I thought I'd catch him out, but he
That's funny. Thanks so much for talking with us. I've really enjoyed hearing from you immensely. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Bob Hoskins from a 1989 interview. This is Fresh Air.